With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens.
On this vote, the yeas are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
So the House passed the continuing resolution, keeping the government funded through September. The measure now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support will be needed to get it over the finish line. President Trump has a brand new Tesla.
President Donald Trump has just bought a new red Tesla. That's the car company owned by Doge's Elon Musk.
Number one, it's a great product, as good as it gets. And number two, because this man has devoted his energy and his life to doing this, and I think he's been treated very unfairly.
Tesla has been experiencing slumping sales and plunging stock prices, a blowback because of his work in downsizing the federal government. The Tesla Model S that Trump is buying retails for around $80,000, but Trump won't be sitting behind the wheel.
I'm not allowed to drive, but I'm going to have it at the White House, and I'm going to let my staff use it.
I'm Donna Water.
And he said he was paying with a check. President Trump says he sees signs of his tariffs working. Speaking from the White House, the president cited reports of plants previously under construction in Canada and Mexico now moving to the U.S. The president said the tariffs were all about bringing jobs and manufacturing back to America. Also at SRNnews.com, the United States is lifting its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and its intelligence sharing with Kiev.
The announcement came at talks between Ukraine and the U.S. being held in Saudi Arabia. More than a week ago, the Trump administration imposed the measures to push Ukraine's president to enter talks to end the war. Ukraine also announced it was open to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia, subject to Kremlin agreement.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court agrees to hear a Christian therapist challenge to Colorado's conversion therapy ban.
Colorado is among roughly half the states that prohibit the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling. The issue is whether the law violates the speech rights of counselors. Justices took up an appeal by licensed counselor Kaylee Childs, who is a practicing Christian and represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. The High Court will hear the case in its next term, which begins in October. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Christian homeless nonprofit in California receives a $200,000 grant from Chick-fil-A. According to the Christian Post, the Orange County Rescue Mission will use the funds for its ranch facility that provides an educational outreach to homeless people. The grant was part of the Chick-fil-A True Inspiration Awards program that supports nonprofit organizations. This is SRN News. A new study details the extent to which DEI philosophy was connected to federal spending during the Biden administration. Bob Agnew reports.
The study is a joint effort by the Functional Government Initiative and the Center for Renewing America. It identifies 460 DEI programs inside the federal government at a price tag of $1 trillion tax dollars. On his first day back in office, President Trump issued an executive order to eliminate what he called radical and wasteful DEI programs from the federal government. Bob Agnew reporting.
Department of Education preparing to fire at least half of its workforce. The department expected to cut about 50% of its 4,400 employees. Southwest Airlines is ending its popular Bags Fly Free promotion. The Texas-based carrier says the move was made to drive revenue growth. In September, the CEO said having no bag fees was a huge consumer advantage. More details at SRNnews.com.